Hello, and welcome to Fascinating Facts. Today, we're going to take a look at some of those modern inventions that turn out to be, well, not quite so modern at all. Let's start with toothpaste. So you think, toothpaste. When was that invented? 100 years ago? Maybe 200? But we find that actually, toothpaste has been around for 7,000 years. People from Egypt used it. And then the ancient Greeks and Romans used it. Was it the same as modern toothpaste? Definitely not. Ancient Greek toothpaste used ingredients like crushed bones and oyster shells. Okay, another invention for you. Biological weapons. Again, you think, biological weapons. Must be a 20th century invention. Wrong again. Biological weapons have been used for over 3,000 years, probably beginning in ancient Greece. It was common for one side to poison their enemy's water supply during a war. Some generals would even throw dead bodies at the enemy or into the enemy's river. One leader named Hannibal even put poisonous snakes into pots and threw them onto an enemy ship. In the 18th century, one way American Indians were killed was through using infected blankets given to them by Europeans who were colonizing America. Next topic, soccer. Just how old is the game? The answer is, we don't really know. But we do know that forms of it were played in China over 2,000 years ago. And it also seems that the game developed by chance in different parts of the world. Wherever European explorers went, they discovered that native people already played some kind of soccer. Aborigines in Australia, the Inuit in Greenland, Japan and the Americas. So I suppose it really is the people's game. Right. Central heating. It's been a wonderful thing for us in cold countries and helps us get through the winters. But most of us don't realize it's a very old invention. Once again, the ancient Greeks were the first in Europe, over 2,000 years ago, although there was a similar system in Korea. Both of these civilizations had pipes and controlled fires under the floors to keep the buildings warm. In England, one of the first examples of central heating was in the 1830s. A rich banker installed it in his house so that he could grow grapes in England's cold weather. The final invention we're going to look at today is the good old umbrella. If we look at a number of ancient sculptures from Egypt and Persia, which is now called Iran, it's clear that the umbrella has been around for a long, long time. Certainly more than 2,000 years. Interestingly, it seems that only kings or very important people had umbrellas in these sculptures. So they were a symbol of high social class. But what were they for? In many countries, we tend to think of umbrellas as things to protect us from the rain. But historically, they protected people from the sun. And later, they became a fashion item.